It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to the Bob Arnson Gymnasium at Duffa St. John's High School. And our Indians are taking on the Blue Jays tonight in a game postponed from last Friday. And we had a really good JV game here. And I forgot to write down the final score. We ended up, I believe, winning 44-41. Nope, I believe it was 45-41. I think Grant Fortkamp made another foul shot near the end. So the way it kind of went, Delphi St. John's, I think we were ahead 2-0, and Delphi St. John's led the rest of the way till early in the fourth quarter, and the Indians took over and started controlling the game, really. So Delphi St. John's was ahead 15-12 after the first quarter and opened up a 25-19 lead after the second quarter. Indians scored 12 in the third quarter to 9 for the Blue Jays. And then in the fourth quarter, the Indians outscored the Blue Jays, 14-6. And a lot of that was Grant Fortkamp. He had, I believe, 5, 6, maybe 7 free throws in the fourth quarter. He had, I believe, 9 points going into the fourth quarter, ended up with 19. And then Luke Lochtefeld came in the fourth quarter, actually toward the end of the fourth quarter, and scored 5 points near the end of the fourth quarter. Breaker Judy had 6 for the Indians. Brody Bargy had 7. And that was the main scoring for our Indians. And for the junior varsity Blue Jays, it was Jackson Wiekert with 10. And Eli Swick, a junior, had 11. Austin Arnold had 5. And number 20, sophomore, came down off the varsity, and he had 9 for the Duffus Blue Jays. And again, Indians come away victorious. I believe it was 45-40. They wiped the score off the scoreboard pretty quickly, but the Indians come away with a victory, and it was, you don't get very many of those in this gym, so you prize everyone you can get. And so the JVs came on strong at the end and took care of the Blue Jays. And if the Indians, our Indians can, varsity can make some shots. We've had some really just great looks at the basket all year, and sometimes they aren't going. We know these guys can shoot, and we've had some streaks where they'll just go and they'll go in. Recently, that has not happened. We need to have that happen. I'm looking at them warming up, and they're missing, so that means they'll make them during the game. So we'll see how it all goes. But here's kind of how the let's take a break, and we'll talk to we'll listen to the talk with Coach Leverett here. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with the coach and back with some more talk.
Be sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. In addition to their nice selection of GenFit meals, they also have fresh store-made salads and desserts, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like ravioli, meatloaf, chicken alfredo, beef brisket, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. Grab and go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fortkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Site Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Site Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Site Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Site Streets.
Welcome back to the Wayne IGA pregame show. We're talking here with Coach Bob Leverett. We're at Duffa St. John's tonight. I know they have some sophomore now that's a pretty good shooter and a pretty good player. I think they have a pretty decent record. So what are we looking for from them tonight, and what are we going to do to stop them and put points on the board for us?
Yeah, they're pretty solid. They've only got two losses on the year. They just beat a really good LCC team yesterday. Yeah, we're going to have to slow Elwer down and make him hopefully earn his points. He's averaging 27 a game right now. So, you know, if we can make him have to work really hard, keep everybody else in check, and maybe for once we'll shoot the ball a little bit better tonight and hope we get out of here with the W.
That would be great. Thanks for talking to us, Coach. Good luck tonight, and we'll be back with the rest of the Wayne IGA pregame show after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th through the 27th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Duffa St. John's, and Indians are coming in at a record of 4-8. No wins, two losses in the MAC. Duffa St. John's has 9 wins, 2 losses, as you heard Coach Leverett talking in just a moment ago. And they are 2 wins, no losses in the MAC. So Duffa St. John's scores. They played Van Wert first game of the season early December. 82-50 was the score. Duffa St. John's winning that one. And Duffa St. John's beat Kaleida 60-54. I believe Kaleida has very few wins, but that was early, and both teams might have been getting the feel of each other. On December 9th, on a Saturday, Elida beat Duffa St. John's by 7, 54-47. And then Duffa St. John's over to Knoxville, 70-33. Duffa St. John's over Continental, 62-29. And Duffa St. John's over what we think is probably a good Crestview team, 62-44, beat them by 18. And then they beat Lima Bath 2 days before Christmas, and that was 60-41. And then they beat Duffus Jefferson 73-45. They beat New Bremen 60-53 last week, or about 10 days ago now. And on that Saturday, they lost to Lima Shawnee 60-58. And as Coach Leverett mentioned, they beat a tough LCC team yesterday. That Sunday afternoon, Pope Special, I think somebody called it once, Duffa St. John's versus LCC. On Sunday afternoon, they beat them 58-53. We're getting ready for the national anthem. We're going to take a couple of breaks here for a couple of minutes, and we'll be back very shortly.
checked out Wayne IGA's new meat bundles? They have order slips back at their meat counter. Their farm bundle has a nice assortment of their most popular beef, pork, and chicken cuts. Their pork bundle has bacon, Vulcan casing sausage, and bone-in and boneless pork. Freezer wrapping is available for a small extra charge. Get stocked up for winter and have some left over for spring. Head up to Wayne IGA now and get your meat bundles ordered. Wayne IGA, the best meat market around. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Welcome back to Delphus. Getting ready for the Tin Cupboard kickoff here. Well, they're just getting ready for the introductions here. So while they're doing that, I'll kind of go over what's going on the rest of this week. Tomorrow, we have the girls at South Adams, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And while I'm thinking about it, I spoke with the athletic director. Tonight's game, if you're listening at home, you can watch on Huddle. So they have been using that for a while, and they are happy with that. We've had some trouble with our NFHS, and people are talking about some of the schools in the MAC are talking about maybe going to Huddle. So tonight's game is, you can watch it on Huddle. But we do have a pretty good contingent of fans here. A lot of times we don't bring very many fans up here to Delphus. On the Delphus side, it's not 100% full, but it's pretty full for a cold Monday night. There are a few empty spots, but not a lot. And so it's a pretty nice crowd here tonight for a Monday night on a rescheduled game. So anyway, Tuesday, girls at South Adams, that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Thursday, the girls will play at Coldwater, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and they do have the NFHS video, but I don't believe that there are audio with that. On Friday, the boys will host Coldwater, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with our audio on the NFHS video. And before the game, from 4:30 to 6:30. The Fort Recovery Education Association will have their annual chili supper. That's $6, I believe. I think it's all you can eat, but the big old bowl full of chili and the other stuff they give you is probably enough, but I think you're allowed to have plenty more chili. And that's from 4:30 to 6:30, the FREA chili supper. Then after the game, the Cy Iota's Eye will be selling the Krispy Kreme donuts, a dozen for $12, so it should be a good one. So getting ready for the Fowler Mechanical first quarter. Introductions have been made, and looks like we're getting ready for the tin cupboard tip-off for the Blue Jays. It'll be Colin Feathers, Cameron Elwer, Austin Munter, Andrew Elwer, and Aaron Munter. So there's two Munters, two Elwers, and Colin Feathers. So it'll be Leverett and Briggs Overman and looks like Reese Guggenbiller, Troy, and Gavin Fowler for the Indians. Indians get the tip down in the corner, down the left corner to Briggs Overman. He goes into the lane. Nice lay-in. Those long strides gets him into the paint, and Indians lead 2-0 here very early in the first quarter, 20 seconds in. And it'll be the Blue Jays. Cameron Elwer over to Austin Munter. Long three off the mark, high off the rim, and goes out of bounds, and it'll be Indians ball. Reese Guggenbiller gets it into Troy, back to Reese, over to Troy. He'll bring it across center court to Guggenbiller on the left wing, fakes a pass down into the left corner, gets it out to Gavin Fowler, and he gets it into Rex Leverett for a nice turnaround jumper. Indians lead 4-0. Just barely a minute into the game. And it is Elwer out to number 23, Andrew Elwer, his brother, I'm pretty sure. Both of them pretty good shots. Andrew Elwer is a freshman, and Cameron Elwer is a sophomore. So it is now 4-3. Indians with the ball. Rex has it out past the volleyball line. Troy has it out past the volleyball line. He gets it to Briggs, into Rex. Nice move. Good pass into the lane, up and in for Rex. And here's Cameron Elwer with a long three. No good. Rebound fought for. Tipped out to Troy. Troy will bring it up. Gets it to Briggs Overman. Briggs makes a move. Kicks it back out to Troy. Over to Briggs in the right corner. He'll dribble into the lane. Makes a move. Goes up, and he is fouled by... I'm going to see who they call this on. That's on Aaron Munter. That's first for him and for the Blue Jays. And that'll put Briggs Overman at the line. Indians lead 6-3 here with just over 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Fowler Mechanical first quarter. Briggs just a little bit long and off the back of the rim. So the score remains 6-3. Briggs usually a really good foul shooter. And I say he's going to make this one. Up and no good. And rebound by Cameron Elwer. He'll get it over to Andrew Elwer. Misses that shot. Rebound by Colin Feathers. He gets it out to Andrew Munter, and he puts one in from the corner, from the right corner, and it is 6-6 now. And Rex Leverett gets it over to Guggenbiller. He'll dribble down into the left corner, out to Troy up on top. He'll get it over to Briggs Overman. He'll dribble in, kick it to Gavin, out to Briggs on the right wing. He'll drive into the lane, and saying he got pushed a little bit. And that is a foul on Austin Munter. His first, team second, be out of bounds, and Troy will bring the ball in. He triggers it in. He gets it to Rex, way out on the right wing. He'll dribble to the top of the key, over to Reese Guggenbiller, shot from the left wing, no good. Rebound by Alex Dews in the game now. Puts it back up and in, and the Indians lead by two. And it is Cameron Elwer over to Andrew Elwer. He's back out to Austin Munter at the top. Got two Elwers and two Munters, and it's got me confused. So I'll probably say the wrong one all the time. Another off-target shot for Andrew Elwer. Fight for the rebound, and they're going to call a jump ball. And that will stay with the Blue Jays. So just under 5 minutes to go. Indians lead 8-6 here 3 minutes into this ball game. So 14 points in 3 minutes. That's pretty good pace. So they'll be triggering it in. They get it out to Cameron Elwer. Misses. And rebound by Fowler. He gets over to Alex, has it in the corner, dribbles out to the top, and he'll get it over to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller dribbles down in the right corner, gets it out to Rex on the right wing, inside to Fowler. He, little turnaround hook, and does not go in, and the Blue Jays have the rebound. It is Cameron Elwer with the ball. He gets it down to Joel Schrader, but looks like that's a foul. It's going to be on Reese Guggenbiller, his first, team's first. So it'll be in inbounds. And it'll be Drew Boggs for the Blue Jays, triggering it into Andrew Elwer. And Andrew Elwer on the left key, down in the corner to Cameron Elwer. He puts one in for three, and the Blue Jays lead 9-8 now. And Indians get it in. Eli Lennertz with the ball across court. Gets it to Troy. He's out past the volleyball line. Gets it to Eli on the right wing. Looking for somewhere to go. Gets it to Troy. And he's trying to get a turnaround. Can't go. And can't get the shot off. He's got back out to Eli. Back out to Troy. Back over to Eli on the right wing. And he's trying to get to Evers on the inside. Rex loses a handle, gets it back. That's Eli out at the top of the key, high off the rim. Rebound, Blue Jays. They get it quickly ahead. It's Boggs with it over to Cameron Elwer. He gets it to Colin Feathers. Up to over to Tyler McCain. And Cameron Elwer goes in, misses the shot, but fouled, and he'll get two free throws. So Cameron Elwer will go to the line to shoot two. They lead 9-8. There's his first one in. Very good shooter. He averages 20. I believe Coach Leverett said 27. It's high 20s for sure. Great player. Only a sophomore. He's probably going to be a shoe-in for player of the year unless somebody else steps up pretty big time. So his second one also goes. And it is 11-8 now, three-point lead for the Blue Jays. Alex Dews dribbles down into the left corner, gets it to Rex, back to Alex, dribbles it out to the left wing. Troy trying to set up the offense. There's Eli Lennertz out on the right wing, pretty deep, gets over to Leverett. He'll drive in, little 15-foot jumper, off, no good. And they're going to call a foul on... That is Tyce McClain, of the Blue Jays, 5'10 sophomore. And Indians will take the ball out. And let's see, I'm not sure who came in. But so for the Indians, we have Troy, Alex, Rex, Eli, and Briggs. So Eli has it on the left wing. Gets it to Troy, way up, trying to set up the offense, but being guarded pretty closely. And he dribbles to the right wing. He gets a screen, a little 8-foot jumper, 10-foot jumper, misses it. And rebound fought for, and the Blue Jays come up with it. And Alex Dews sort of bumps the guy coming up the court, and they call a foul on him. So that'll be Alex's first foul, third team foul for the Indians. And the Blue Jays take the ball out. It is Cameron Elwer with the ball. Gets it to Austin Munter. Kicks it out to, yeah. Now another foul on Alex, and he's just, I don't know. I think the same guy called it both times, and he's, it doesn't seem like he's getting the real fouls. So we'll see how this goes. So we have Blue Jays taking the ball out under their own basket. They get it to Aaron Munter. He gets it to Cameron Elwer. He'll dribble in, kicks it over in the corner, and that's a three for Drew Boggs. And it is now 14-9. That is eight straight points, two threes and two foul shots for the Blue Jays here. Indians were leading 8-6. They're now down 14-8. It is Alex way out on the right wing, looking for a place to go with it. He gets it to Rex. Rex makes a move, tries to get a shot off, puts it up, no good, short, and rebounded by Cameron Elwer. He goes in, gets it over to McCain again, way off. I might have gotten tipped. Indians with the rebound. Troy quickly down. Rex faked a shot. Looked like he might take it, but they came out on him pretty quickly. Troy at the top of the key. He'll dribble in. Tries to make a move, can't get it to go, or can't get the move to work, and it's taken away by Drew Boggs, and he goes up for a layup, and the Indians come up and foul him in the act. He missed the shot, knocked away by the Indians, but a foul, and that foul is on Troy Homan, it says. And that'll be his first, team's fifth. So they had three early and haven't made one for a while, and we got five here in the last probably 4 minutes. So first one goes in for Drew Boggs and is now 15-8. Indians with a couple of subs. Have Mason Diller in, and I'm not sure who came out. So I think two came out, but I didn't see who else went out. And that the second one goes, so it's 16-8, and they've scored 10 straight on our Indians. And Briggs Overman will bring the ball up across the center court. And he gets it to Alex. Alex to Eli in the left corner. Tries to throw it back out to Alex. Stolen away by McCain, and he goes in. And it's 18-8, 12 straight points for the Blue Jays. Indians need to get themselves under control. And just as Briggs Overman was sliding and was going to be called for a travel, Bobby Leverett, Coach Leverett, calls a timeout. He's taking a timeout, and we'll take one with him. We'll be back in just a minute or two.
Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Welcome back to Bob Arnson Gymnasium and Fowler Mechanical first quarter here. And the Indians have... They were leading 8-6, and the Blue Jays have scored 12 straight points. Just under a minute, 56.7. Briggs Overman is taking the ball out, and he'll get it. Ooh, throws it way up in the air. Somebody went one way, and he threw it the other way. And the Blue Jays come up with it again, and it is Andrew Elwer out to Boggs. He misses a three-pointer. Alex Dews has the ball, gets it to Eli Leonards, way out on the left wing. Looked at maybe taking a shot, gets it to Briggs out on top. Troy Homan is not in the game right now. He is taking a breather. And to Mason Diller, inside to Alex. Alex puts it up and in. Breaks that string of the straight points for the Blue Jays. And as they're throwing it in, they stepped on the line, and it'll be Indians' ball. So everybody was down on the other end of the court, and the inbounder just stepped across the line as he passed it in. So it'll be Indians' ball under our own basket, 18-10 with 24 seconds left here in the Fowler Mechanical first quarter. And it'll be Briggs going to trigger it in. He's looking to get it. He gets it into Eli. Eli is open for a shot. Ooh, looked really good, but it was short. So it'll be a rebound for the Blue Jays, and it's 16 seconds left. And it is Cameron Eller with the ball way out on the almost to at center court. And it is, he gets it over to Andrew Elwer, 5 seconds. And it gets to Colin Feathers, back out to Andrew Elwer. And he puts in a three at the buzzer. It gives him 6 points for the quarter. And it is 21-10 in favor of the Blue Jays after one quarter. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Welcome back to Delta St. John's, where our Indians trail 21-10. We were up 8-6. They scored 12 straight on us. Then we got a couple of baskets, maybe, and then I guess one, and then they got a three right at the buzzer. So Indians get the ball to start the K&L Tractor second quarter. Briggs Overman has the ball, drives into the lane, a little jumper, a little hard off the back of the rim. And it'll be Cameron Elwer with the rebound down in the corner to his brother Andrew Elwer. And he dribbles into the lane, goes to Munter, who puts one up, a little jumper, about a 12-foot jumper, goes around the rim and in, 23-10 in favor of the Blue Jays. Rex has the ball, gets it to Troy. Troy's gets a turnaround jumper, no good, and rebound fought for and comes up with Gavin Fowler comes up with and puts it in. 23-12, 7 minutes to go here in the K&L Tractor second quarter, and that goes into Andrew Munter, and he puts one up and in. He has 7 points. And Troy has it, gets it over to Briggs on the right wing. He'll throw it, try to throw it to Rex, but stolen away and shot up. Three-point shot by the Blue Jays. No good. Fought for it, and Austin Munter puts one in, and it is 28-12, and Munter has 9 points. And Rex has it over to Briggs on the right wing. Your coach is out on the floor, actually. Going to call, looks like we're going to call a offensive foul on Reese Guggenbiller. That's his second foul of the game early in the second quarter. That's one on the Indians, only foul in this quarter for either team. Blue Jays have it. It is Cameron Elwer. Going to be a foul on Troy Homan. I didn't see what happened there, but it'll be a common foul, so it'll be the second team foul. And Troy, I believe that's his second foul. So Cameron Elwer gets it in. Eventually, they're throwing it around quickly. Gets down to Joel Schrader, misses the layup. Should have gone in. Indians get the rebound. Over to Briggs in the right corner. Oh, long. Looked like he was wide open and looked like he had the shot of his lifetime, and it didn't go. Gets it out to Reese Guggenbiller, top of the key. He puts in a three. So it is 28-15, and the Indians leave. Tyce McCain coming from the corner. We just backed out of the lane, and he just walked in there and put it in the hole. It's 30-15. Briggs goes up, misses another one of the shots he usually makes, and it comes down to Cameron Elwer. He makes a nice move, takes it coast to coast, move in the lane and in, 32-15. And he has seven. Cameron Elwer has seven. Troy has it to Reese. He's getting trapped. He gets it in underneath to Briggs Overman, wide open. They had four defenders out on Reese, and he got it through all of that, and Briggs Overman was wide, wide open. And just like wide open, there was another wide open shot by Tyce McCain, but he did not make that three from the corner. And now we have Indian rebound, and Troy will bring it up. 32-17, 4:45 left here in the K&L Tractors second quarter. Gavin Fowler has it over to Troy on the left wing. He'll get it out to Briggs. Briggs will drive in the lane. Everybody got out of his way, and he got a push a little bit, but not a big foul. But he did miss the shot. Rebound to the Blue Jays, and Tyce McClain again. And another three from the corner. He has seven, and the Blue Jays call timeout. Not sure why, but they call timeout, and we'll take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to the K&L Tractor second quarter here at Delphi St. John's. 35-17, the Blue Jays lead our Indians. They've outscored us, looks like 29-9. And Troy Homan goes up for a shot, blocked from behind. Might have been some contact, but not major, didn't call it. And it is McClain over in the corner to Drew Boggs, out to the younger Elwer, Andrew, back to Cameron Elwer on the left wing. And he'll drive into the lane, jumper at the foul line. Nothing but net. Beautiful shot for that young man with some pretty good defense on him. Indians down 20 now. Rex has the ball. He'll dribble in. He goes to the rim easily, and he missed the shot and was out of bounds. He stepped back into inbounds, but he hadn't actually got his feet on the ground before he touched the ball. So they give it back to the Blue Jays. Cameron Elmer to Andrew Elwer, and guarded by Alex Dews. They throw it inside, and Drew Boggs is wide, wide open. Nice play by the Blue Jays to get somebody completely open. We've had a couple of guys wide open underneath the rim in this game and can't get them to go. Alex Deuce from the left corner. That is long. Gavin Evers with the rebound. Up, no good. Ball tipped and tipped and tipped, and finally rebounded by Cameron Elwer. And looks like we might have fouled him. And that'll be Indians' third foul. Didn't see who that was on. Okay, they're saying it was on Gavin Evers. So that'll be his first, I believe. And so they weren't quite ready for the game to start. So they'd thrown it in, but there's still something going on. I had sat down, so I couldn't see. It was down below here, below the the press box here. So now it's McLean out across the foul line, or the volleyball line. He gets it to Cameron Elwer. Nice little fadeaway jumper, about a 16, 17 footer, and he goes straight in. We get it into Eli Leonard. He tries to get it to Gavin Evers underneath and just a little out of his reach. So it'll be Blue Jays ball. 2.5 minutes to go here in the K&L Tractor second quarter. And it'll be Andrew Elwer down to Munter. And it'll get to Cameron Elwer. Back to Munter again. He'll make a move inside, goes up, and puts it in with his right hand. And it is 43-17. Indians are down 26. We have scored 7 points here, and they have scored 22. So we get another, let's see, that was Gavin Evers that got a shot in there, and the Blue Jays are fighting down underneath. They missed, get the rebound, and Aaron Munter puts it back in for him. 45-19, and we get it to Eli, to Rex. Rex will get it over to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller, another shot in, another nice three-pointer for Guggenbiller. That's 6 points for him, and a couple of straight shots that go in for him for threes, and it'll be minute 16 here in the second quarter, and Elwer gets it over to, I believe that was Drew Boggs again. Nope, that was McLean again. And go inside for Gavin Evers. He goes up, and it's a jump ball. And on the alternating possession, it goes to the Blue Jays. Indians down 47-22. And I am having trouble keeping up with the action. So 47 points in the first half. That's going on a, if they don't score another one, and they're just under a minute to go, if they don't score another point, that's an average of 94. Kind of multiply it out, it'd be 94 points for the game. That's not a good look for us. So it is McLean to, that's Klaus over to Boggs. Boggs will get it in to Schrader. He puts one up, no good, and it's off of the Blue Jays, and it'll be Indians ball. 37 seconds left here in the K&L Tractors second quarter. We'll be coming up with the Cooper Farms halftime show here pretty shortly. Indians get it in. Be a little bit of pressure, nothing too tough. Reese gets it across, gets it back to Troy. 26 seconds, and it's knocked away by Colin Feathers, and he's out on the right wing, gets it to Klaus, and Klaus is brushed by Mason Diller. That'll be the fourth team foul for the Indians. Mason Diller's first. And it'll be Feathers triggering it in for the Blue Jays with 14 seconds left. Gets it to Brayden Klaus. Klaus will dribble to his left. Gets it in to Boggs. Gets it back out to Feathers. And it goes to Brayden Klaus, who comes up short. And we head to halftime, 47-22. In favor of the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays, definitely not going the Indians' way. We'll be back with the the Cooper Farms halftime show in just a minute or two.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-85
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. Our Indians are trailing 47-22. So let me do a little math here. Looks like the Blue Jays scored 26 points in that quarter, and the Indians scored 12. So our normal good defense has not been happening tonight at all. And part of that is because they have some pretty good shooters. They've just been getting to us, I guess we'll call it. So let's go over some of the things from Friday night. This is the makeup game from last Friday night. I believe that our game and the Versailles Parkway at Versailles game were both postponed. I have not heard if that game has been played, being played, or when it will be played. But the other scores are Coldwater 46, New Bremen 42, St. Henry 62, Minster 57 in overtime, and Marion Local 60 and New Knoxville 33. So as the way it stands right now, with three wins, no losses, Coldwater and Parkway has two wins and no losses. Delphi St. John's has two wins, no losses. Versailles has two wins, no losses. And then St. Henry has two wins and one loss. New Bremen is no wins and three losses. Minster, no wins, three losses. And Marion Local is 1-1. New Knoxville is no wins and three losses. And Fort Recovery is no wins, two losses. Coming into tonight, looks like we're not going to get a win out of this one, but I hope we do. But again, a lot of our fans made the trip up here, probably more than usual, and it's a Monday night on a cold, cold night, so that's a good showing for us. But and a very nice crowd for the homestanding Delphus Blue Jays. But so that's kind of what went on there. Let's just take another quick little break here, we'll be back in just a minute or two and go over a few more things here. Back right after this.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and stocks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Welcome back to Dolphin St. John's, where our Indians are trailing at halftime, 47-22. The Blue Jays put a lot of points on the board here on the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. We're going to talk a little bit about the JV game. At the end of the first quarter, Dolphin St. John's led 15-12. I think we led 2-0 and didn't lead again until the fourth quarter. In the second quarter, Dolphin St. John's led by, at the end of the half, Dolphin St. John's led by 6, 25-19. The Indians cut it to 34-31 at the end of the third quarter, and then went strong, outscoring them 14-6, I believe, in the fourth quarter. And a lot of that was, I believe, Grant Fortkamp had 10 of those 14, and I think 6 or 7 or 8 of them from the foul line. He ended up with 19 points for the game. He was basically the star of the show in the fourth quarter. He got fouled a number of times, and I believe he made 7 and missed 2, maybe. But he made shots when we needed to, and got some and ones, and just played a really good third quarter. Took care of the ball, got it where it needed to go, and a lot of times it ended up in his hands, and he got fouled. So. Also scoring for the Indians, Brody Bargy had 7, Breaker Judy had 6, Luke Lochtefeld had 5, and I think there's a couple other guys that scored some, but those are the big scorers. And for the Blue Jays, Eli Swick had 11, and Jackson Wiekert had 10, and Maddox Krieger had 9. So... Indians, again, come away with a 45-40 victory in the JV contest. And let's take a little break. We'll come back. Thanks for listening to the Cooper Farm Halftime Show. And we'll be back with the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter after we hear from a couple of our sponsors.
Open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th through the 27th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take-and-bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take-and-bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Bring
sorry. We're back here with the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Indians get the ball first. Troy will bring the ball across center court, being guarded by Feathers. Gets it to Briggs Overman. And he got kind of bumped a little bit by Elwer, but he got it, got the steal, and they get it quickly ahead to him. And it's now 49-42, and Cameron Elwer has 13 points. Reese Guggenbiller gets it up to Troy. Troy to Briggs on the right wing. He's looking for somewhere to go. He goes into the lane, goes up. Ball goes into the hoop, and he's going to count it. Took the official a while to make the signal to count that. And it's 49-24, and Briggs will have a chance at the and one. And the foul is on Austin Munter. That one goes in, and Briggs has 7 points now, four in the first quarter, or first half. They try to get it inside to Aaron Munter and knocked out of bounds. And Indians knocked it loose, and Munter pushed it on out of bounds. So Indians ball. Troy will bring it up against Feathers. He gets it over to Rex Leverett, gets it inside to Gavin Fowler, almost knocked away by the Blue Jays, but Fowler gets it up and in, and Cameron Elwer, not sure exactly what happened there. I was sitting down. He might have traveled. So Indians get the ball back. 7 minutes left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Briggs with the ball. He drives into the lane, gets it inside to Gavin Fowler, blocked, gets it back, puts it back up, and he is fouled by Austin Munter. That'll put, that looks like they called Cameron Elwer for the foul. But that was, thought it was number 12, Austin Munter. So Gavin Fowler gets the shot, first one up and in. And he has 5, looking for number 6, and that is also in. 49-29. Indians cut 5 points off the lead here so far, and still a long way to go, but we've cut 5 points off of it. It is Blue Jays passing the ball around. Feathers over in the corner to Munter, back out to the top to his brother, and down inside to Cameron Elwer. And he gets it back out. He was guarded closely by Reese. Makes a really nice move and goes straight to the basket. And he now has 15 points. And Rex gets it into Reese. Reese gets it across center court. Troy has the ball, dribbles out across the volleyball line down near the corner for Rex, up to the left wing for Reese. And Briggs Overman will make a move. He'll go in, and it does not go in, and rebound to the Blue Jays, and it will be Aaron Munter going in. He bumps into Gavin, traveled, but they did not call either one of those, and he goes up and in, and it's 53-29, Blue Jays lead, and Briggs has the ball out on the left wing, guarded by Austin Munter. Troy to Reese, way out at the top of the key. Briggs looks at a shot, goes out over to Rex, who gets it over to Gavin, out to Troy, and up, shot up, no good. And that is Feathers out from the left wing, and he drills one. Colin Feathers with his first 3 points of the game, and he's been playing a pretty good game, but not necessarily the guy shooting all the time. But that time he made a nice three-pointer. We left him open, and he got the shot. And now Indians have the ball. Rex with a turnaround jumper from the foul line. That goes up and in, and it is 56-31, backed up that five-point lead. And Cameron Elwer goes in for a move to the inside, and he's fouled by, looks like they're going to call that on Gavin Fowler. That'll be his first, team's first of the quarter. And Cameron Elwer will go to the foul line. That one is up, bounces around, and does not go in. So score remains 56-31, 4:41 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Cameron Elwer at the line, and that one's up and good. And they're going to bring in Braden Klaus for Cameron Elwer. So he'll sit down for a little bit. 57-31. I believe this is the largest lead of the game, 26. And Troy gets it across center court. He's guarded by Tyce McClain. And it's Briggs. He'll make a move into the lane. A turnaround jumper from about 15. Bounces around the rim and off. And Braden Klaus with the rebound. And he'll bring it down. And gets it over to Drew Boggs. And gets it down to Grant Alm now. I believe this is the first time Grant Alm's been in the game. 6'4" senior. So ball's out of bounds. Braden Klaus will trigger it in for the Blue Jays. He gets it over to Drew Boggs. They try to go inside. We knock it away. And Troy has the ball. 4 minutes on the nose for the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter. And Briggs with one of his shots that he usually makes. And it's off a three-pointer from the left wing. And it'll be Klaus goes into the left corner. And he goes inside to Joel Schrader. Tries to make a move and looks like... that's on Rex Leverett, his second foul. And so it'll be Schrader at the line. First one up and in. So I'm seeing several players that either played not at all in the first half or a little. And looks like they're going to try to get their starters a little bit of rest here after a game Saturday and Sunday, I believe. Briggs Overman tries to drive in and knocked away by the Blue Jays. It'll be the Indians' ball under our own basket. 3:34 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. It'll be Troy going to trigger it in. Gets it to Rex. Rex quickly up with a three-pointer and right in the middle. And Coach Leverett is going to call a Fort Sight Fuel timeout. And we'll just take a timeout with him. Be back momentarily.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets. The Fort Recovery Community Club's 17th annual Fish Fry is coming up on Saturday, January 20th from 4 to 7 p.m. Stop out at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixins, French fries, coleslaw, baked beans, and more. It's only $12 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will be available, and it's just $7 for kids 8 and under. It's an annual wintertime treat that everybody looks forward to. The Community Club's annual all-you-can-eat fish fry at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on Saturday, January 20th from 4 to 7 p.m.
Welcome back to Dolphus, where our Indians trail 59-34, 3.5 minutes to go here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Blue Jays have the ball, and it is Drew Boggs. Gets it over the wrap. They're moving it quickly. Grant Ohm makes a move toward the basket, comes back out. And it will be Brandon Klaus goes toward the basket. A block, but also a foul. I'm not sure who they're going to call. Looks like they're going to call it on Gavin Evers. I believe that's his second. Yep, his second, third foul for the Indians. And that will put Braden Klaus at the line. He has 1 point now for the game. Played quite a bit in the second quarter. And he'll get the second free throw. 60-34 now. Indians trail. That one is up. Off. And it'll be a foul on... Okay, a foul on the rebound, Joel Schrader with that foul. His first, team's third. Indians ball going the length of the court. Rex brings it across. He'll get it to Eli, to Troy, to Rex. Rex is looking, trying to get it inside, can't. He's at the foul line, kicks it over to Gavin. Back out to Rex at the top of the key. Puts up a three, no good. Gavin gets a rebound, no good. And rebound comes to Tyce McLean for the Blue Jays. And Alex Deuce trying to get the ball, knocks it away. They'll trigger it in. It'll be Klaus triggering it into McLean. McLean brings it across center court. He'll get it over to Klaus. Klaus tries to get it in to Schrader, and he travels trying to make his move. And that'll be the Indians' ball. 2:29 left here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. Eli Leonards will come in. And Mason Diller comes in for Rex Leverett. And I didn't see who came in. Maybe... I'm not sure who came in for our other sub. And just had a nice move by Briggs Overman. He drives in the lane. There is a defender in his way, and he gave himself a behind the back and came out with his right hand and a beautiful layup. A great move. that's a good one. So, okay, looks like Indian just had a foul here on Gavin Evers. That'll be his third. Official came over and said something to him and Joel Schrader. So they'll trigger it in. And it is Boggs has it, kicks it back out to McLean. McLean drives in. He'll kick it out to Klaus. Gets it to Ulm. He'll bring it around the top. McLean at the top of the key. And it'll go to Klaus, to Ulm. Over in the corner to Boggs. Misses a shot. And on the rebound, it will go to the Indians. Goes out of bounds off of them. Minute 36. 60-36. Indians down by 24. Bring it up. Eli gets it across center court. He'll get it to Briggs Overman. Way out on the right wing. He's looking for an opening. And he gets it out to Mason Diller, way out on the top of the key. To Eli Leonards on the left wing. He gets it back to Mason. Tries to make a move. Can't get the move finished. And he gets it out to Briggs. Briggs takes a 10-footer. About a 15-footer, excuse me. And it misses. And I believe that'll be a foul on Mason Diller. Yep, that'll be his second foul on the rebound. We missed the rebound. They got it, and we tried to steal the ball from them and bumped him. That's our fifth foul this quarter, so they will have the one-and bonus. It'll be Tyce McLean going to the foul line. He has 9 points on the night. And that's 10 for him. He has one more chance here. 1 minute left on the clock here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. 61-36. 25-point lead for the Blue Jays. And that bounces out. Mason Diller with the rebound. Gets it quickly to Briggs. Briggs goes up court and backs off. Gets it to Eli on the right wing. Over to Briggs on the left wing. He looks, gets it into Gavin Evers. He tries to make a move. Nice little jumper. Does not go. Alex Deuce with the rebound and a nice little lay-in for him. And it is 61-38. And it is McLean with the ball. He'll get it to Ulm. Ohm gets it to Schrader. Schrader drives in, knocked away by Gavin Evers, and it'll go out of bounds. Gavin Evers with a nice block there on Joel Schrader's shot, and it'll be Klaus bringing it in, gets it to Ohm, tries to do the little alley-oop, not a dunk, but a layup, but it did not work. And Indians with the ball. Alex Dews gets it to Briggs Overman. He's way out top of the key, 12 seconds. He almost pulled up for a three, gets it inside to Gavin Evers, misses the shot, and it is out of bounds, and we have a couple of Indians down, 3.8 seconds, and it will be the Blue Jays ball, probably the last thing going on here in the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter. It gets into McLean. He puts one up. Looked like 5 or 6 seconds went by. Didn't think he should have gotten a shot off, and he did, and this ball almost landed on the floor. It seemed like they might not have gotten the clock started in time, but not a big deal. So here we go to the fourth quarter, Cap Pharmacy fourth quarter. Be back in just a minute.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses? When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments, as well as vitamins and supplements to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacists can also let you know which treatments are right for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back. It's the Cup Pharmacy fourth quarter, and our Indians trail by 23. We did outscore them 16-14, but we were down 25 at half. So it is Blue Jays ball. It is Colin Feathers has the ball, gets it to Aaron Elwer. Out there to Andrew Munter, 6'2", big, strong guy, looks like he'd be a football player. Pretty sure he was. And he puts in a three. Indians bring it down. Alex Dews tries to get a three. Rebound. And it is a rebound to Gavin Fowler. And the Blue Jays are up 26 points and booing the official for a foul call. So I hope they weren't serious. So they hope that was just in good fun. So anyway, that we missed a shot there. Rebound to the Blue Jays, and Drew Boggs from the corner. That is 10 points for Drew Boggs, and he was not a starter, but he did play a lot in the first half. And it is foul. Rex goes to the toward the basket and kicks back out to the left wing, but he was fouled by Andrew Munter, his second foul, team's second of the quarter. And we've got another push. That was on 23, Andrew Elwer. That's his third foul. He has 16 points for the game. His brother has been out of the game for a while. Well, he's back in. He has 16. And it'll be Troy with the ball out on the left wing, guarded by Feathers. It is Alex Dews looking to get it in. Gets it to Rex on the right wing. Drives in, kicks it back out. Alex Dews, splash for a three. It is 67-41. And it will be Cameron Elwer trying to make a move. Gets it out to his brother. Back to Cameron Elwer at the top of the key. And kicks it over to Feathers, over to Boggs. Boggs gets it to Aaron Munter. back out to Boggs on the right wing, and he puts one in for three out on the right wing. 70-14, and he has 13. So the two Elver boys have 16 each, I believe. Let's see. I'll have to figure that out in a minute. Andrew Elwer has 9, and Cameron Elwer has 16, and Aaron Munter has 16. They all come out, and I'll try to get that written down so I don't lose track of it, but because they are out of the game now. I'm writing here while they're playing, so that's we'll get it all sorted out here in a minute. So Indians have the ball. Rex looking at a shot from three, but looks like they're going to call Gavin Fowler for a push underneath. Offensive foul, and that'll be our first foul of the Cup Pharmacy fourth quarter. And it'll be Grant Ohm getting the ball into Tyce McClain. He gets it over to Eli Swick now in the game. Up to McClain at the top. That is Ohm from the right, from the left corner. And long foul or long shot. Rebound, and there's a foul probably on. Yeah, that's Joel Schrader. Yeah, Schrader hit. That's his second foul. And the fourth foul for the Blue Jays. Indians down 70-41. And Rex takes a three from the right wing. Off a little bit. Rebound to the Blue Jays. It was a little long shot, but he was pretty well open, so he went ahead and took it. And so it is Eli Swack has it. Back to McClain. McClain is trying to get a play running here. Gets it to Klaus. Klaus tries to go underneath to Schrader, and shot. He was probably too far under the basket to make it, but we fouled him, and he'll get a couple of shots. And that's Rex Leverett's third foul. Rex has 9 points on the game, and Alex Deuce also has 9, I believe, to lead the Indians. And Gavin Fowler has 6, and Reese Guggenbiller has 6. So first one, I believe, goes in for Schrader. A 30-point lead for the Blue Jays, and the second one is also in. Indians get the ball. 5 minutes to go here in the Calp Pharmacy fourth quarter. And it is Indians with the ball. Alex Dew's way out on the right wing. He moves into the lane and kicks it over to Gavin Evers, gets it out to Briggs Overman. He'll make a move into the lane. Just misses a really nice shot and tips the ball away from Ohm. Ohm gets it back, and it'll be Klaus over to Ohm, back to Ohm, back to McClain, and it'll be Swick, and that is a miss by Braden Klaus, and Indians go down, kick it back out, get it to Eli Leonards, a long three, and that is in for Eli Leonards. That is his first points of the game, 3 points, 72-44. And it'll be McClain bringing the ball up. Got a couple more subs getting ready to come in for the Blue Jays. And I believe they are JVs. And let's see, McClain with another two-pointer, and he now has 12. Indians have the ball. That'll be Maddox Krager and Tyler Lindemann that I don't believe have been in the ball game yet. Mason Diller with a nice shot in, and he's fouled in the act. It's 74-46, and Mason will get one more shot. So this will be his third point going in there. And the Blue Jays will have it. Ohm go to Lindemann. And that is Swick. And that is missed. Mason Diller with a rebound. Gets it to Alex Dews. Alex gets it over to Hayden Seifring in the game now. Eli Leonard with another three. And he has six now, both three-pointers in the last minute. And Blue Jays bring it up. And this is Maddox Krager. He gets it to McLean. He'll get it over to Swick. Swick gets it to Lindemann. Again, new in the game. And he gets it over to Swick. And Grant Ulm goes toward the basket, kicks it out. Shot missed. Rebound, Indians. Shot was missed by Swick. And gets it ahead to Eli Leonard. Again, misses that one. And rebound to the Blue Jays. And it is Tyler Lindemann bringing it up, and he's fouled by Hayden Seifring. That'll be Hayden's first foul. It'll be Swick triggering the ball in for the Blue Jays. 2.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. And it is Lindemann with the ball. He'll dribble out around the top. He gets it back to Swick. Swick gets it back to Lindemann, to Klaus in the corner. Klaus will move in, kicks it back out to Swick, and no good. And be Klaus with a rebound. Another shot up, no good. Rebound, another rebound for Mason Diller. And he'll get it to Eli Leonards. And Alex Deuce, a long three, and that one is splash. So that is 12 points, four threes for Alex Deuce. That one was probably a 23-footer. And why not? So that one is stolen by the Indians. And Gavin Evers will put it up. No good. Alex with the rebound. Puts it up and blocked. Ulm has it. Almost stolen by the Indians. But quickly ahead to Maddox Krager, all alone under the basket. And he gets his first points of the game. And the way the crowd's going, it might be his first varsity points. And Alex Deuce again from deep. And that one is another one. That's five of them. Nothing but net. And Indians is now 76-56. Minute 13 left to go here. And Maddox Krager gets it to Klaus. Klaus will pull it way back out, dribbling, trying to dribble it out. And Alex Deuce gets on him pretty quick. And so he's going to kick it off to Ulm. Ulm's going to try to go up. Nope, he backs it back out. And it'll be Lindemann. They're going to try to run it out, and we don't seem to want to let him. We're going to stay on him. That is Hayden Seifring on him pretty good. And he's got him almost trapped single-handedly in the corner. 38 seconds left here. And the Indians are working on him. And we steal the ball here. And we try to go ahead to Hayden Seifring for a layup, but it's knocked away by the Blue Jays. And it'll be the Indians' ball under our own basket. 30.8 here in the Kalp Pharmacy fourth quarter. Gets it to Alex Dews. Alex gets it to Hayden. Hayden puts it up. No good. Should have followed his shot. He could have gotten it, but he didn't. Lindemann has the rebound. 20 seconds left here, and it'll be Klaus going to try to dribble it out. He's guarded by Eli Leonards. Looks like we're just going to let him dribble it out. Klaus will probably dribble. Nope, that was stolen by Hayden Seifring. He was just going to pass it away to one of his teammates, and Hayden just sneaked in there and stole it, but he missed the layup. Final score, 76-56. And we'll take a little break here. We'll be back with the Miracle Lanes postgame show right after this.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food.
Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We are offering flu, pneumonia, shingles, COVID-19 vaccines, as well as the new RSV vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash and credit cards. So to schedule your vaccine appointment, call your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to the Miracle Lanes postgame show. We may or may not talk to Coach Leverett since it's a long trip. I mentioned to him before the game, if they want to just get on the bus and get back to Fort Recovery, it's a little over an hour bus drive, and they have school tomorrow. And so if he may or may not come up and talk to us. If he does, that'll be great. If not, it's not because of anything except let's get on the bus and go home. So Indians fall in the varsity match. 70-50 is what I think I have here. I knew they were taking it off the board pretty quickly, and they did. And I believe I got the score written down. But anyway, Indians go down to about a 20-point loss. 70-50 is what I have. And we were hanging with them for a while. We were ahead 8-6, and they scored 12, maybe 14 straight points on us. And second quarter, it got away from us. Late in the first quarter, it got away from us. Into the first quarter, we were down 21-10, went to 47-22 at halftime. And third quarter, it was 61-38. And with their subs in most of the third quarter and almost all of the fourth quarter, they did put their starters back in for a couple of plays and then took them out so they could get a hand from their fans. But we outscored them 12-9 in the fourth quarter to get the deficit down to 20 in the final. So for the Indians, Alex Dews had three threes in the last half of the fourth quarter. Ended up with, five threes for the game with 15 points. Rex Leverett had six. Gavin Fowler had six. Eli Leonards, I believe, had a couple of threes. Again, they took the scores off the screen really fast. So I those are all somewhat unofficial. But we had some guys that played pretty well. But, man, Delphus just came out in that second half of the first quarter and just hurt us bad. So that's kind of how it goes. So from what I have here, Cameron Elwer averages 26.78 points a game, and he had 16. Aaron Munter had 16. Andrew Elwer had 9. So just got the sign from Coach Leverett that they're heading home, and that's just fine. We have a long week. They want to get ready for Coldwater on Friday, and they have a long bus ride. So, several guys had pretty good games. Eli Leonards had got some pretty good points in there. Briggs Overman, I don't have how many he had, but he played a really good game, made some great moves. Brought the ball around behind his back on a really nice layup there in the third quarter. It was just a fun game to watch once got settled down to where it was just going to be they were going to win, and if we kind of came back, they were just going to bring their starters back in. So it was pretty good, not exactly how we thought it would go. Well, not how we wanted it to go, but probably about how we thought it would go. It's always hard to win here, although we did win the JV match, a JV game. It's hard to win a game here for anybody. We've won a few here over the years. Not very many teams come out of here with a victory unless they're Delphus Blue Jays. So It's a tough place. They have a really good team this year. They go to 3 wins, no losses in the MAC. We're going to take a break here, and I'll come back and kind of wrap this up. And
you can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Welcome back to Duffus, where the Indians lose 70-50. The scoring went this way. First quarter, 21-10, Duffus St. John's. And second quarter, 47-22. Third quarter, 61-38. And the final is 70-50. St. John's Blue Jays played a lot of their subs in the late third and fourth quarter. So we were playing mostly against their JV team, but it was pretty loose game once it got up to about a 30-point lead. And the Indians did cut about 10 off of that, but to lose by 20. But it went to be kind of a let's have fun game after about halfway or maybe near the end of the third quarter on through the fourth. So the JV team did come away with a victory tonight, and they led 2-0 and didn't lead again until the fourth quarter. It was 15-12 Duffus after the first quarter, 25-19 after two, 34-31 after three, and the Indians outscored them 14-6 in that fourth quarter to win 45-40, and a lot of that was Grant Fortkamp. I believe he scored 10 points in the fourth quarter with a basket or two, and the rest were foul shots. He made a lot of foul shots and played a really good game, and the whole team played really well. You know, a player, let's just say, like Hayden Seifring, he doesn't score very many points, but man, does he make a difference. And he is a really good defender and just hustles all over the place. So just because they didn't get a bunch of points doesn't mean that some of these guys didn't play real well. Brody Bargey had 7 points. Reese Lefevre came in. I believe he had a basket or two. Breaker Judy had 6. Luke Lochtefeld had 5, I believe, all in the clutch part of the fourth quarter. And but Grant Fortkamp was kind of the star of the fourth quarter there, and kind of just won the game. They kept fouling him, and he kept putting those shots in the hole, so the foul shots were going in. So that is kind of how the game ends up. And we have this is how the rest of this week's going to go. Tuesday, it'll be the girls at South Adams. That's tomorrow in Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Thursday, the girls will play at Coldwater. That's a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and they'll have NFHS video available. Friday, the boys will host Coldwater. That'll be our Fort Recovery Radio broadcast again, and our audio will also be on the NFHS video. The before the game, you want to make sure you get there. The Fort Recovery Education Association will be having their chili supper. The serving starts at 4:30, 4:30 to 6:30 in the Commons. And then after the game, Sayo to Zai will be selling their Krispy Kreme donuts. Those are $12 a dozen, so those are two really good things. That's two good reasons to come early and stay late. So make sure you get to that home game, too. So that's what's coming up Tuesday, tomorrow at South Adams, Thursday at Coldwater Girls. Those are both girls' games. Friday, the boys host Coldwater. Get to those games and support our Indians teams. And we want to thank our sponsors and want to thank Mr. Schulte here at Delva St. John's for hosting us and allowing us to come up and do the game. And thanks for listening. We appreciate you listening, and we'll be back tomorrow night with girls at South Adams.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.